Board has reconvened. We're in open session. At this time, we'll have our president's report.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud to share with you publicly and formally the result of an educational journey that CSU has been on for the past 3.5 years. The Chicago State University HLC self-study accreditation process is what that journey was. I know some of you are already familiar with this process, but for the sake of some of our newer board members, let me briefly recap. Accreditation is the official standing and affirmation that a university provides, the quality of higher education that the general public has a right to expect and that the educational community recognizes. The Higher Learning Commission is one of 6 regional agencies in the United States that provides higher education accreditation. CSU has been engaged in a rigorous accreditation evaluation, working with representatives from the Higher Learning Commission. The process began in 2010 with a comprehensive self-study, laying out the institution's core mission in detail. In November 2012, CSU welcomed independent evaluators from the Higher Learning Commission from multiple interviews, and it resulted in multiple interviews and departmental visits. I am very proud to announce that on May 30th, Chicago State University received formal notice that based on HLC standards and criteria, that they have recommended Chicago State University, and it was granted a 10-year accreditation. This is the strongest accreditation acknowledgement that a university can receive, which is 10 years. I have seen in a number of instances, universities will be given 6 years and 8 years. We received 10 years. A 10-year accreditation is known in the education community as independent verification of a university's academic and fiscal strength. I want to thank the entire CSU community, including faculty, staff, students, and community supporters who helped make this accreditation possible. The accreditation announcement reflects our commitment providing the best possible education to each of our students. The entire CSU family continues working to strengthen academic integrity and to ensure every graduate will always be proud to hold up their degree from Chicago State. Now, it is important to note that this would not have been possible without the combined efforts of students, faculty, staff, community, and board members, each of whom played a role in CSU earning a 10-year accreditation. So I want to say on the record to everyone that was involved, from the self-study to the site evaluation, thank you for your hard work. And now it is, because it certainly paid off. I think that this is also a good time for me to mention that one of the principal actors of CSU who helped us attain the accreditation, which is Dr. Sandra Westbrook. We must acknowledge her. Dr. Westbrook's last day as provost is today. She is going to be missed. She is leaving some rather large shoes to fill. And while her many accomplishments over the 20-plus years career at CSU are too long to list here, I can think of no better example of her exemplary work can be summed up in the fact the high note of her career has got to be that she played a pivotal role in us achieving a 10-year accreditation from HLC. For the record, and speaking on behalf of the entire CSU family, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to Dr. Sandra Westbrook for her 20 years of accomplishments and dedication to CSU. (Applause) There will be a communication sent out to the larger family of CSU, and we will list the numerous accomplishments that Dr. Westbrook had put forth over her 20 years. And I will also send a copy of that to the board for it to be entered into the board records. I would be remiss if I did not also mention that today is the last board meeting for our student trustee, Ms. Stephanie Sanchez. Ms. Sanchez has done a fantastic job representing the students' interests on this board, and we are sad to see her go. Throughout her entire tenure, she has conducted herself with class, professionalism, and integrity. If you've ever spent time with Stephanie, you know she is wise beyond her years, and her future is very, very bright. On behalf of the entire CSU family, Stephanie, I want to thank you for your hard work. After we move forward with our mission at Chicago State University, there are a few concepts and strategies I want to just briefly foreshadow. In coordination with the faculty and staff, we will be focusing on the following items in the upcoming year: reviewing and improving our metrics of academic management, reviewing and raising our criteria, standards, and processes for hiring faculty, administrators, with a focus on raising the bar on criteria and leveling the playing field to ensure applicants of every race, ethnicity, gender, and religious affiliation have access to our university for employment. We will focus on increasing alumni involvement and investment on CSU, including filling the alumni affairs position. Last year, 274,000 students traveled abroad in the United States. Here at CSU, we sent 16 students abroad. If we are to meet our challenge to prepare students for the global market, we need to do more to offer a global education experience. By next year, we hope to double the number of students who we send abroad to Europe, to Sweden, to Africa, to South America. Another one is a strong concentration on our capacity and strategies for growth and enrollment, with a focus on realistic goals for growth in our student body, growth in our faculty, and growth in our staff. We will also explore massive open online courses, called MOOCs. This provides a unique and modern approach to higher education, which stresses large-scale interactive participation and open access via the web. To conclude, I want to mention a couple of other items. In addition with the recent accreditation announcement, I also want to point out that both our graduate and undergraduate education programs were recently recognized by two different independent evaluators, respectively, as top national programs. As recently reported in Crain's Chicago Business, our undergraduate education program was given a 3-star rating in an independent study done by the National Council on Teaching Quality. To put that in perspective, only 4 institutions throughout Illinois were given 3-star ratings, and less than 10% of schools nationwide received a rating of 3 stars or above. In addition, Master's Degree Online, a web-based service that provides information to prospective students on master's programs nationwide, recently published that Chicago State University has been featured on their site as one of the top 50 education graduate programs in the country for the 2013-2014 year. I also want to point out a recent study published on diverse an online publication that reports on minorities in higher education. It found that CSU ranks 28th in the entire nation in producing African American college graduate students across all disciplines. All of this adds up to a clear, independent verification of the academic excellence we are striving for at CSU. It is my sincerest hope that we will continue to work together, from the faculty to the board, to my administration, and all points in between, to seize the momentum and continue to strengthen Chicago State University. I also want to report that, as we have stated, Provost Westbrook has retired. I also want to announce that we are appointing an interim provost, and that individual is Vice President Angela Henderson. She comes to us with a wealth of experience. Just very briefly, she has her PhD in nursing, her master's degree in nursing, another master's degree, MBA. She's taught for 6 years in higher education. She's been chairperson of a nursing program. She became dean of a health career program at a college. She became eventually provost of the entire City Colleges of Chicago, vice president and provost of the City Colleges of Chicago. So she has a strong academic foundation. And as you know, recently she's been our vice president for enrollment management. So that will be an interim position. As provost, we will advertise the job nationally, and we will be doing a very aggressive and open search to make sure that we have the absolute best person in that chair. I also want to announce that I will be appointing, as an interim vice president of enrollment management, LaShawn Peebles. And LaShawn comes to us with a Juris Doctorate. She also is finishing up her PhD. She's ABD right now at the University of Illinois. She taught for 5 years, 4 to 5 years at Illinois State University, and was in her last semester of getting her tenure track, and some health challenges came. And she's also been associated with a law school, where she worked with faculty at that law school. For the last year, she has been the compliance officer in enrollment management, which gave her the opportunity to reach across our financial aid office, our admissions, our registrar's office, and work with the finance and administrative side of the university. So we have asked her to step in on an interim basis to be the vice president of enrollment management. I would like for the university community to welcome these two as our interim vice president and look forward to giving them support. I thank both of you. Both of you, thank you. With that, Mr. Chairman, that is my report.
On behalf of the board, I would just like to say congratulations and best wishes to Dr. Westbrook, who's not here, but the board certainly values the work she has done for this university. I'd also like to say congratulations to Dr. Henderson and Ms. Peebles, and wish you the best in your new interim positions. This time we'll entertain public comment. I'd like to remind the public that we don't answer questions, and we don't discuss personnel matters at public comment time. But at this time, we're open for public comment.
Good morning, board members, Mr. President. I am a student at Chicago State University in the grad program. I have a concern, and I'm asking, this is directed to the president. I'm needing some help with some issues that I'm having, and some other students. I represent them right now. They can't be here because they're working. So I speak on all our behalf. If you can give us some help and kind of guide us and watch what's going on in our situation so that we can get things done proper way and expeditiously, I'd appreciate it. So what when should I wait, or do you, what do you want me to do?
I think what I just said, ma'am, I said we don't answer questions.
No,
this
I
is
didn't
not
want,
a question answer time. This
no,
is
I didn't
a
want the question
time.
Answered. I just want to know if
well, we don't
what's
give
the process?
A verbal
what do I
response
need to do?
Right now.
Okay.
You'll have to see someone in the administration and they
okay,
can
someone in administration?
Yes.
Okay, and who would that be? Okay, thank you.
Morning, Dr. Watson and board members. My name is Sarah Austin, and I'm an occupational therapy faculty at Chicago State. And I want to just give a very brief kind of follow-up to a statement that I made a few meetings ago. Several meetings ago, I brought to the board's attention my concerns about the retention process of Dr. Wanda Mahoney, who is a very well-qualified and valued member of our department. 2 years ago, her retention process, which by union contract is required to be an up or down vote.
Ma'am, I hate to interrupt you, but Dr. Mahoney has a right to have her personnel history kept private, and we can't discuss.
I didn't say we're going to discuss personnel matters.
Not going to
discuss.
Pardon me?
I didn't say discuss.
Well, you can't speak about personnel matters in an open question.
Okay. I'll change my topic from personnel. Our university has lost a number of highly valued, dedicated individuals across our campus, from deans to faculty. It is my sincere hope that our human resources department does a careful, rigorous, and impartial job of really examining why this is happening. Excuse me. That we use when someone who is dedicated and skilled chooses to leave this university. I hope we use that as an opportunity to gather information about how we can continue to improve this campus. I hope, again, I was concerned today that there was no report on human resources, and the people of this campus are just vital to the functioning of this university. Many different campuses, when people leave the university, have a systematic process of giving a survey online anonymously where you can give feedback to the employer. I hope that Chicago State is or will soon begin using that type of process and sharing that information with you, along with the employee satisfaction survey that you already have access to, so that you're getting input from faculty and from employees about how to continue to improve the university. Thank you.
For the record, Philip Deverly, Political Science Faculty Senate President. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the employees who are retiring and departing the university into contract. I know there are several who have given years of service. And so for all of them, I'd really like us to sort of see a list of everybody who's sort of leaving now. I'm also struck by the construct of irony and having a conversation with somebody in the English department about irony and how that appears often in literature. And two things that I find rather ironic around our accreditation is that we have a monitoring report due in about 11 months from now on communications. And it seems that we're still challenged here. And I get that communications is a human process is always going to be a work in progress. I really understand that. Yet, I guess what I'm struck by is we don't seem to have learned much. And that was the second part of the thing that I found ironic about our HLC accreditation is that in 2003, and I know there's some members of this community who weren't here at our last accreditation process, that we were told that we needed to improve in enrollment management. Our enrollment management process was sort of haphazard, and the former president was notified of this, endeavored. We took some half-hearted attempts, and we had monitoring reports to do, and we sort of did them. But at the end of the day, we ended up having to have a focus visit from HLC in 2010. I think it's ironic that even after all of that, we still find that in 2 years, we'll need to have another monitoring report on enrollment management. And so the irony of an institution of higher learning not being a learning institution, not being a learning organism, is not lost on me and is actually a bit sad.
Good morning, Board, Dr. Watson.
Good morning.
Distinguished guests. My name is Enrique Duncan, for the record, and I'm a student here at Chicago State University, and also the 2012-2013 Student Achievement Award winner. I've done several things for the university. But I want to bring out attention to, for over the past 3 weeks, the Cougar Start U program, which I was a part of. And what I would like to say is, I want to commend the university for giving me the opportunity to work with Cougar Start U, also Dean Collins and Anna Kent in the First Year Experience program. I was able to work firsthand with the recruitment of new students coming in. And I want to say, bring attention to the magnificent job that they have done with recruiting and planning and retention of new students coming to this university. It was a great pleasure working with them, and I look forward to working with Dean Collins in the First Year Experience throughout the school year. And it gives me great pleasure to be enthused about the new students that are coming in. I've seen them firsthand, and these are some top quality students. And I encourage the university and the First Year Experience to keep up the good work. Thank you.
Good morning, President and Board of Trustees. My name is Kwesi Ronald Harris. I'm the director of the African American Male Resource Center here at what I like to call very affectionately the Chicago State University. Coming up tomorrow, I just wanted to extend an invitation to each and every one of you here. Tomorrow, one of our community partnerships that we've been doing over the last 3 years with the Black Star product, take that back, Black Star Project, under the directorship of Philip Jackson, we're going to be instituting something tomorrow for the very first time. It's a citywide graduation mass ceremony of African-American males right here on our campus from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It'll be an opportunity to engage these young brothers, to celebrate them, unlike the mass media that always wants to portray gloom and doom, Glocks on the blocks. These are brothers that have got their think on and not their drink on. These are young brothers that have been carrying books and have completed the mission of Operation Graduation. And so tomorrow, we'll be celebrating them. Our guest speakers tomorrow will be Attorney Thomas Todd, as well as Lupe Fiasco. It's a free event. We've been getting calls from all over the city. The other part of it is that now it's actually being talked about replication across the country. So other cities are calling and saying, how can we do this too? And so it's tomorrow in the Convocation Center, and all are welcome. Thank you so much.
Good morning. I'm Sheila Collins, the interim dean of the First Year Experience Program. I just wanted to give you a brief update on our Cougar Start U sessions, which are our new student orientations. We've been doing them for around 3 years now, and this year we saw a vast increase in the number of students who participated. We had around 150 students and parents who came through our 9 sessions, which happened in June. The students received information on policy and procedure. They were able to register for classes. They were able to meet faculty and staff. Dr. Yan Searcy from the College of Arts and Sciences entertained them 2 days during lunch and motivated the students. We had our student activities and student affairs who told the students about student engagement. The purpose is to get our students engaged early with the hope that they will retain better and that they have a better understanding of the university before they begin classes in August. They also were able to finalize their financial aid and learn how to pay their bills, which is something we also want them to do. We have another session that will be in July, and we have up to 100 spots available for students to come. It's an opportunity for the entire university to meet with our students and to engage them and to let them know that they will be a part of the Cougar family and to start off on the right foot. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. We've met. I'm Sabrina Land, Director of Marketing Communication. I just want to use this time to give you a reminder to take a look at your dashboard that we provided for you. This is the first time that we provided our report in this fashion so that you can actually see the outcomes from our department this year from marketing and PR. It's an outcome of dollars spent for advertising, for media placements about the university, and just an overall high-level look of what we've been doing this year. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Not questions, comments. If there are no other comments, the board is going to break for lunch.